Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD, now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Sunny here in North Carolina. I hope it's sunny where you are. Temperature's going to drop off, though, the rest of this week here. So we're going to go back to the 50s, which is more seasonal. But it's been glorious and sunny. We're just loving it. It's like, you know, not even sweater weather here. All right. We got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. This is Herb Talk Live, where we empower you. So we're going to be talking about using herbs to get slim for the summer season because, you know, let's face it, people are, you know, dieting, getting ready for the bathing suit era. And we got some herbs that are going to help you with that. Also, we're going to talk about some allergy busting ways to get around all this. Oh, pollen everywhere over here in North Carolina. I mean, it's everything's yellow. So we're going to talk about some natural allergy solutions instead of having to
go for the over-the-counter antihistamines and things. And we'll see how the hour rolls. But we got a big allergy segment, so we'll probably fill up the second part of the show with that. And we have a quack report, but our quack report's kind of lean tonight. But that works out because we got lots of information we got to fit in. So, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, righteous men and women in uniform. We're lifting them up in prayer, lifting America up in prayer. And, you know, the more I hear about what's going on politically, the more I pray. I am sick in the Lord's face asking him for righteous leadership, and only he can usher us in. Righteous leadership. Let's just face it. We need God's help. So I hope all of you out there are taking some time out of your day to seek the Lord, spend some time with the Lord, because you'll never, ever, ever regret that, right? In all of eternity, you'll probably say, I wish I had spent more time talking with the Lord. So seek his face, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we have first up in the quack report? Well, first and last up, I should say. It's about Lyme's disease. Apparently, let's see, according to the CDC, they get about 30,000 cases of Lyme's disease reported annually, but the CDC thinks that the number actual cases is probably 10 times that amount. Ooh, so 300,000? The symptoms of early Lyme disease vary, can often include flu-like symptoms of fever, chills, sweats, muscle aches, fatigue, nausea, joint pain, that kind of thing. So guess what? Clinics now, some clinics, not all, but some clinics are now saying rather than treat the disease with antibiotics, which suppresses the immune system, they say let's rebuild the immune system and help the body respond to target the infection. Well, there you go. And for anybody out there that wants to know who to go to for immune boosting, the experts are Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Been saying it for years. And without further ado, that wraps the quack report. Alrighty, I know, I'm sorry I didn't have a bunch of stuff for the quacker. You know, I just didn't find stuff I liked, you know, to put in there to accept that one thing. And so sometimes it's like that, you know. But have no fear, we have lots to talk about. Because now we're going to help you get slim with using some herbs this year, some natural foods and herbs, less dangerous than some of the products on the market. You know, spring, real popular time of the year for weight loss plans. And, you know, to get into shape for summer, according to the FDA, Americans will spend more than $30 billion on various products and programs to try to slim down. So the market research firm called Market Data reports that the weight loss marketplace is really more like $60 billion. It's a $60 billion industry. So you got to keep in mind that Market Data, though, is listing everything that has any remote association with weight loss, whether it's a product that performs or not. So products like diet soda, artificial sweeteners, diet books, exercise videos, prescription drugs, meal programs, and more is included in their data. Now, over 17 million Americans are using some kind of non-prescription weight loss product at, you know, any given time annually, and Americans spend more money on this stuff than any other country. Now, the Huffington Post did a story on the battle of weight loss, and it stated, quote, three things were certain in life, death, taxes, and the never-ending battle with the mystifying fat cell, end of quote. So we're going to find out how we can successfully approach weight loss and make it less of a hassle. First, we're going to cover some statistics really quick. The CDC states 62% of adult Americans need to be on a weight loss plan, and 9 million children and teenagers also should be on one as well, they say. So the statistics are showing that the majority of people will diet at some point in their lives, whether it's for, you know, an upcoming wedding, a school reunion, or bathing suit season, most people consider and implement some kind of weight loss plan. So the Gallup poll stated that 6 in 10 Americans wanted to lose weight. And according to Judy Luter, or letter. She's the author of The Bodywise Woman. She says 50% of U.S. females will be on a diet. And due to social media, fashion magazines, and other influences, 90% of teenagers and young children have body image issues and therefore have dieted. Mm. Well, let's talk about those food plans. They're real popular. A lot of people have seen the food plans advertised, you know, to help dieters lose weight. My hairdresser actually is constantly on and off, again, on the Weight Watchers program, you know, that food plan. And I asked her if she thinks it works to help her lose weight, and she said it does if you stick to the food plan. So the problem is most people get bored, fall off the food plan wagon. And you'd think paying a minimum of 30% more per week for food on these plans would be a motivation to stick with the program. But on average, the people on food plans will gain the weight they lost back within a year. And my hairdresser is a testimony to that fact. Well, let's talk about the carbohydrate myth. Because most diet plans have you counting calories. You know, I don't like counting calories. And I find it to be a hassle to keep up with 100 calories here and 200 calories there. So I think this is one reason why people are, you know, drawn to the food plans, because all the calories are counted out for you as long as you don't cheat. So I know a few people that have been counting calories for so long that they know the calories in about every kind of food. So a majority of calorie counting dieters feel that they have to closely watch their carbohydrate intake. However, not all carbs are the same. Now, you want to steer clear of the simple carbs, such as your sugar and your processed grains, but complex carbohydrates, like your whole grains and brown rice, and maybe unsweetened whole grain cereals, don't break down into sugar as readily. And, you know, they're needed to help the metabolism lose more fat because of the fiber content. So don't go off of all carbs. So you want to make sure you get some of that in the diet. And then you don't want to be extreme about dieting, because there are some people that take dieting to the extremes and they become addicted to it. According to the University of Chicago, 35% of dieters are at risk of becoming diet addicts. So the risk is higher for young girls between the ages of 8 to 14. And let's talk about those genes and those fat cells, because science has been kind of pummeling us with all that. Several reports have emerged in the medical science field about how we are born with a certain number of fat cells, and we gain more of them up to about the age of 20, they say. After that, well, we seem to plateau on the number of fat cells for life. And they go on to report in the Journal of Nature that we don't burn fat cells for fuel, and that the fat cell simply shrinks, and therefore any weight loss is really a cell that just shrinks. It's not lost, and it can be filled up again with fat. So if that's the case, dermatologists, you know, need to find a way to plump up these shrinking fat cells instead of using Botox. Now, then there are, you know, there's the research that we found in the Journal of Cell Metabolism stating that insulin hormones regulate a lot of what you absorb and how your cells retain fat. I've always known that natural sugars that you find in food different from the refined sugars, and while one offers natural energy to the cells, the other is toxic to the cells. So we got to find this happy balance, right? And one thing that works for controlling or maintaining a healthy weight is really a lifestyle. So if the lifestyle includes healthy foods, regular exercise, it's a lot easier to keep the healthy weight. So everybody has heard that, you know, diets don't work, but lifestyle commitment does work. So how do you do that? Well, any commitment begins in the mindset. So once you set your mind to it, the process is easier and becomes effortless. So once the weight goal is reached, you can have a maintenance plan and put this into place, and it becomes your safeguard to gaining the weight back. So forget the diets. Embrace the new lifestyle. And let's talk real quickly about some of the diet aids out there on the market, because the store shelves are loaded with those diet aids. The manufacturers target the users that want a quick and easy fix to their weight problem. But by now, everyone knows there's no quick or easy fix to weight loss. If you want to change your weight, it requires effort. You've got to have some sweat equity in your weight loss, or you're going to gain that back in less than a year. So those that work hard and have a committed mindset to their challenge, they are the ones who are successful in maintaining a healthy weight. So they're the ones that stick with it, change the way they live, and therefore it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. Well, let's get to those herbs that can help you out, because you'd be surprised how adding a few simple herbs can help you reach your weight loss goal much sooner and help you keep from gaining the weight back during your lifestyle transition. Now, I have often thought that when the body has organic nutrition, it is satisfied and it reduces the food cravings and hunger pains, and you eat less volume of food. So we're going to take a look at a few herbs and spices that are really readily available, not real expensive to get, and you can easily put them into action. First, I want to talk about apple. It's not really an herb or a spice, but it is a food. And it's an excellent food source to use for weight loss. A lot of people have never heard of using apples for this. But this fruit is actually essentially a digestive tonic. So the fiber and the pectin in your apple help to strengthen the digestive tract, provides nutrients to offer a full satisfied feeling. So an apple each day can help the body purge 10 or more pounds of fat over the course of a 12-month period. So if you keep adding that regularly into your diet, what a safety valve for gaining weight back, right? All right, next up is burdock root. This herb relieves congestion in the system and moves more fluids and fat. So it is one of the most underused herbs for cleansing the body of impurities and getting rid of fat. So burdock root. Okay. Cayenne is next. Everyone's aware cayenne improves circulation and can thereby reduce cellular stress. This is a really good herb to help, you know, perk up your thyroid when you use it with black walnut. So it's really loaded with beta-carotene, vitamin A, and assists in the repair of mucous membranes so your tissues heal really fast. And cayenne will raise the body temperature and boost the metabolism to help your mitochondria, your energy cells, burn more energy or fat. All right, next in line is dandelion root. People go, what? Oh, yeah, dandelion, packed full of minerals for balanced electrolytes, acts like a system purifier. So dandelion will improve bowel transit time, helps the liver store more vitamin A, and removes more toxins. So it protects intestinal floras, reduces bloating, helps remove absorption of, the absorption of iron and your potassium, as well as vitamins like A, C, and E. It is rich in flavonoids, also reduces inflammation through the body, and lately they realized dandelion is a natural anti-cancer herb, so great, great herb to have for weight loss and other things. Fennel seed is next on my list. It is used, and it was used by the Puritans during fasting. It helped reduce their hunger pains and it curbed their appetite. It is also excellent to remove gas and bloating while it improves the function of the pancreas, the gallbladder, and your digestive tract. It soothes the muscles of the digestive tract, so it reduces any unwanted spasms or cramping. A lot of times people get cramps when they're hungry, so you can use your fennel seed. It is loaded with antioxidants. It's also an antimicrobial, and it has flavonoids to help purge more impurities as well. Garlic's on my list. Yep, garlic is a natural herb to improve and protect the digestive system. It helps the cardiovascular system by cleansing arteries, reduces high blood pressure, and is a natural blood thinner. It's an excellent herb to use while you reduce your weight due to its ability to help the body regulate blood sugars, and it's more consistent with a time release of energy that way. Gentian root is next. This is a wonderful herb. I like it overall because it tones the digestive system. It helps stop stomach ache, stomachs, and it avoids overeating. This herb helps to move food out of the stomach into the small intestine and helps you avoid acid reflux, indigestion, or heartburn. It's also helpful at reducing nausea or eating disorders like anorexia, and also great for diarrhea. So I love gentian root. It's great. By the way, they actually found in 2012 it has a natural inhibitor to hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola. So great for dieting, great for not getting Ebola. All right, ginger root's next. It's another herb, helps the body regulate the blood sugars, especially if carbohydrates have been consumed. It's a natural digestive aid, helps reduce your gas, improves circulation to small capillaries, and therefore it boosts the metabolism. It also is an anti-inflammatory. It's also been an herb to help reduce, of course, you know, nausea, helps again with overeating, and reduces too much acid in the system. So this spice is also has the same fat-burning or thermogenetic properties as, like, say, turmeric. A lot of people use turmeric for weight loss. So if you can't get your turmeric, use ginger. It's a nice substitute. Ginseng, I love ginseng. I like to pair it with a lot of herbs. I'll pair ginseng with garlic. I'll pair it with, cayenne. It's an excellent herb. It goes well with other herbs. It's long been established as an herb with multiple benefits. And it's known for boosting the metabolism to provide you with more energy. And for this reason, it is often included in a lot of those diet aids you see. There seems to be some scientific evidence that it also helps with insulin regulation. So this herb helps the body to eradicate pathogens quickly and therefore relieves stress on the body. The less stress the body has to deal with, the more energy it has for other functions. And next is, and lastly, I should say, is milk thistle. This herb has a long, solid history of helping the liver heal itself. So milk thistle is really loaded with antioxidants to help replace old liver cells with new ones. So the liver is really that organ that has it's heavily involved in regulating blood sugars, cholesterol, hormones, enzymes to neutralize toxins. So it's an organ that helps do a lot of things, including cleansing impurities out of the blood, including fat deposits. So therefore, milk thistle is going to help the liver to purge more impurities, including more fat. So, the choice is yours. If you wish to go about your weight loss plan and sprinkle in, pepper in some of these herbs, you don't have to have all of them. I've just given you some options there. You can use a few of them. Along with your healthy lifestyle and your transition, it could go a long way to help you establish that healthy weight you're looking for. So you will find all the herbs that I mentioned at Apothecary Herbs. Yep, they have them all. And they're in concentrated liquid form, which is instantly absorbed and works right away in 60 seconds, so no pills to digest. So you'll be really amazed what you can do with some organic nutrition that you find in your foods, your herbs, and your spices. So now if you're kind of challenged to get healthy foods into your diet on a regular basis, then you definitely want to check out their Body Foundation Food Mix. It's your all-around vitamin, mineral, plant protein, amino acid food mix that you can put in a juice or a smoothie and covers the bases for you. Gives you lots of energy. You'll be amazed what that does. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to order or to get a free product catalog. Their number is toll free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-884-8850-277. That's 704-885-0277. Or visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your health options just became endless. Oh, by the way, they do have a spring special on that's good through Sunday the 20th. So it ends on the first day of spring. So you can save 10% and get free ground ship here in the United States, orders in the U.S. only for the free ship, if your order is over $50 or more. So the coupon code on the website is right there on the homepage, but it's really easy to remember. It's SPRING16. You can use that in the shopping cart. You can use that over the phone to order, or you can put it on your order form and mail it in an order if you have a cash. And so check that out as soon as you can at thepowerherbs.com. Get that downloaded and get a free catalog, or ask for a hard copy to be mailed to you. Either way, 866-229-3663. We'll get you a free catalog any way you slice or dice it. Okay, we're going to be talking about – we got a few minutes before we got to do a break, so we're going to be talking right into – rolling right into the allergy topic, because goodness gracious. Spring is here, full bloom in the southeast, lots of pollen, and people are really feeling it. So this year they say the pollen's going to be pretty thick, and sometimes people are so irritated by it, they'll go to the emergency room. Lots of people, their asthma kicks up, a very common allergy response, and they've increased, actually. The allergies have increased the asthma attacks that are being reported by people visiting, urgent care clinics and ERs. People that have other diseases are also affected by the pollen count, the allergens. People with Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, people that have had stroke or heart attacks, people with diabetes and cancer also seem to feel the allergy season a bit more, probably because their system is, you know, dealing with one thing already. So we have pretty much an allergy epidemic on our hands, because one in four Americans gets hospitalized or goes to the doctor really frequently because of their allergies. So we have a problem. 50 million people, that's 55% of Americans, are going to be really feeling the allergy season this year. And it's the sixth leading cause of chronic disease in the United States. So an allergic reaction is not unusual. It's not life-threatening in most cases, but it does cost about $18 billion a year when people suffer from allergies. So we're going to be covering that. We have certain categories to look up. Our bodies tend to react in different ways to pathogens that we're allergic to. A lot of medical practitioners are, you know, cleaning up, because 15 million office visits a year just to treat allergies like allergic rhinitis or hay fever. So in the U.S., 18 million adults or 7 million children have hay fever. And most people, like 35 million of them, develop sinusitis during the allergy season because they have, you know, seasonal sinusitis is what I call it. That's what it is. So, you might miss work, you know, 4 days of work dealing with your allergies. And missing work means you're not dealing with just a little runny nose. You're dealing with a lot of pressure, congestion, maybe even making your eyes itchy and you can't see to drive. There's a lot of things it could be doing. And like I said, you could get a sinus infection that could go south. And what do you have after that? Bronchitis or walking pneumonia to deal with. So allergy season is just not fun. And we're going to be covering some things that will help you out so you can sidestep a lot of this. It's not hard. Really, it's not. So when we come back, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about the pollen toxin. We're going to be talking about different types of allergies. Especially when it affects your eyes, a lot of sticky allergy eye, and some of your options there that can help clear all that away without you having to go for toxic chemicals. I'll be right back.
Yeah. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thanks, Frank. Well, that was retro. I'd take you back on it. I know. They don't write songs like that anymore. All right, we're on the allergy bandwagon today, trying to help you out. A lot of people will get bacterial infections just by having an allergic reaction. Like I said, they'll get, you know, the sinusitis, they'll go to bronchitis, maybe even walking pneumonia. And then, of course, you know, people can get allergy responses to the antibiotics they're on. There's 400 deaths a year because of that. Some health experts speculate that we will be one day, we're going to run out of antibiotics to use. And then what are we going to do? Well, let's talk about some of the other reactions during allergy season is allergic dermatitis. Skin allergies are on the rise, and, you know, a lot of allergic drug reactions, too. So you can be going to the drugstore and taking something over the counter for, you know, allergy season and get, you know, a reaction through the skin. Nearly 9% of all infants experience some form of atopic dermatitis. Children under the age of 11 are at risk of developing allergic dermatitis. And in the 60s, about 3% of children were diagnosed with this dermatitis problem. So the number of cases have jumped over 10% from the 90s. And some health experts believe it's because the increase in vaccinations that could be prompting that. Now, it is estimated that each American has a 48 to a 70% risk of developing severe allergies. So your risk is substantially greater if family members also have, you know, consistent severe allergies. So let's look at this toxic pollen. So in general, plants can be toxic to us humans. Plants put out what are known as aromatic chemicals, also called terpenes or phenolics. And these chemicals are there to attract pollinators and to attract, protect the plants, of course, from insects and predators. Unfortunately, they also cause allergic reactions for us. So those with high sensitivity to these chemicals have difficulty, you know, being around even Christmas trees, cut grass, or even cut flowers. They will most likely also be sensitive to some foods like smoked foods, spicy foods, and also any scented products. You know, those people have a really tough time walking down the detergent aisle at the grocery store. So some plants can produce even nerve poisons, internal organ poisons, and skin and eye irritants, as you know, with poison ivy, oak, or sumac. So we have approximately 100 plant species which produce a lot of pollen. Our trees, grass, weeds produce windborne pollen, causing many of our allergic responses. I don't know, nobody likes pollen, but, you know, it's really great for the honeybees. They like to go pollinate that. Usually in March, the trees start budding and blooming, and that's when the bees get busy. And I think the honey that comes from bees that pollinate the trees is richer and tastier. If you get a lighter colored honey, it's because the bees were pollinating more flowers and clover. I just learned that recently, but I think it's cool. Let's talk about some symptoms if you have a pollen allergy. So if you have an allergic reaction to pollen, the doctor is going to tell you, you know, you may have a scratchy throat, hay fever, runny nose, watery, itchy eyes. You may develop sinusitis or a headache. You may have just a little bit of forehead pressure or pressure behind the cheekbones, a little tenderness there. Maybe your teeth might ache if you have an allergy. Now, some uncommon symptoms to pollen are things like eczema, cold and flu symptoms, fatigue, insomnia, depression, cramps, diarrhea, swollen lymph glands, hives, flushed skin, arrhythmia, and even panic attacks. Now, females may also have irregular periods influenced by toxins and pollen. Also, if you're pregnant, you can have a huge reaction. You could be super sensitive to the pollen. And pregnant women have to be real careful. If that's the case, they could develop uterine bleeding during the ragweed season. So, okay. Also, plants that produce a lot of these toxins attack our peripheral nervous system, causing symptoms of things like nausea, gastrointestinal disorders, irregular heartbeat, trembling, a burning or prickly skin sensation, respiratory problems, dizziness, speech loss, goodness, and paralysis. So it can affect your nervous system to that point. Wow. So you may have already encountered maybe some skin or eye irritation from all these plants. Maybe you've had a run-in with the poison ivy, oak, or sumac. Not fun. Those oily compounds from these plants, they only offer you a 15-minute window to wash away those toxic oils before they have that reaction. So you might want to ask your neighbor, don't burn any poisonous plants out of their yard, because breathing in the smoke from those types of plants, dangerous, requiring hospitalization, and you may even have lung damage. Mm. Well, here's an allergy tip. For those with allergies, it's really helpful if you get rid of the dairy products out of the diet. I know. What did she just say? Oh, there goes the pizza. There goes the ice cream. There goes all the fun, right? I know. Well, there's nice substitutes these days with, you know, coconut and almond milk and things like that. But it's a mucus-producing food. It's an animal food. It just traps a lot of toxins in the body. It just makes the body struggle to detoxify. And so here comes pollen season, and it just overwhelms the system. So if you lift that burden a little bit and get off the dairy products, which, you know, trap too many toxins in the body, you'll do much better during the season when pollen starts floating around. So you have a lot of options. Like at Apothecary Herbs, they have this wonderful sinus formula called Echinacea Deluxe. First sign of pressure, take some of that. And you can avoid having to go to the pharmacy, okay? If you already have sinus pressure and an infection going on, you can still use it. I would, and avoid having to get an antibiotic, of course. So you definitely want to build up some resistance, and that formula helps drain the sinus cavity, just get rid of the congestion and let the herbs work and get rid of the pathogens in there. So that's great stuff. They also have some great liquid pain relievers if you tend to get sore muscles or joints during the allergy season. So you can check that out. They have regular and extra strength. If you tend to get a little nervous or anxious, they have valerian root. And, of course, we have a lot of asthmatics that likes the relaxation formula because it dilates the bronchial and they can breathe easier. So you have some options there at the powerherbs.com web store, or you can give them a call toll free at 866-229-3663. Now, we're not done with the allergy topic. We're going to talk about some of these allergy meds for a minute, because this is where everybody flocks to the, you know, pharmacy to get. Most people, when they start to get those allergy responses, they rush to the drugstore. They need antihistamine. And in the beginning, you may think the antihistamine works too well until you kind of have a rebound effect that takes hold of you. So what do you do? Well, people say, well, I took my over-the-counter antihistamine and it just didn't work. Actually, I feel worse, so I'll just take more of it. That's how people tend to think. And so I'll just use three, let's say, Sudafed. That'll do the trick. But actually, when you get a rebound effect from those type of products, it has already started you experiencing a worse allergy symptom than when you first started. So it's not a good idea to keep using it. There's really no relief in sight, and you're going to be told that you have to push it up a notch and get stronger prescription drugs instead. But before you go into that, you may be experiencing, if you go down that route, you may be experiencing one drug after another trying to find some relief. So if you are also taking other prescription drugs, you may find yourself in a lot of trouble because a lot of these drugs don't interact well. So the antihistamine can actually cause what is known as a drug-induced hypertension situation. A sedative effect of sleepiness can also enhance the negative side effects of sleeping medicines if you're taking those. Antidepressants also, a lot of people are on those, and these antihistamines don't work well with them, as well as erectile dysfunction drugs like, you know, Viagra and stuff. So do your homework before you take any of that, because a lot of times you can get into a sticky problem where a lot of side effects could be irreversible. So definitely check that out. Now, also there is the allergy shots. People go for those. I don't know if you've tried that, but a lot of people go to their dermatologist. They get tested. Then they have a customized serum made that's formulated for them. But before you opt for that allergy shot treatment, do your homework on that as well. The literature on those types of products will warn you that the treatment can cause a reaction. So it's really your job to ask the doctor what that means. A reaction to allergy shots can cause nothing. It has nothing to do with a rash. Okay, a lot of people think of that. You know, am I just going to break out with hives or a rash or something? No, it means you could have respiratory arrest, and that's why they make you stay at the office 30 minutes after they give you the shot, just in case you collapse. So I'm sorry. Anything that would put me at risk of respiratory arrest, I'm not interested in. So do your homework on the allergy shots. Now, there are some people that have allergies, especially sensitive to the sinusitis, the bronchitis, the hay fever. They find that they have no or have fewer or no allergy symptoms by avoiding certain foods in their diet. So they've figured out when they're allergic to certain foods, and those foods predispose them to being more sensitive, being maybe even hypersensitive to allergies. So people don't realize that they could be allergic to things like the dairy products we mentioned, eggs, wheat, peanuts, refined sugar. And most people don't realize that they have an allergy to these foods that cause a mucus reaction in the body. So if you have skin problems, let's say like eczema or psoriasis, and it gets worse during the allergy season, you may have just an allergy to milk. And just when the pollen comes out, it just hyper makes it worse. So you might want to get rid of the mucusy foods, the milk products, and switch to something else. So there are some alternatives out there. There's even, you know, was it coconut milk ice cream sandwiches that are just so good. You would swear they were regular ice cream. So if you like ice cream, there are solutions out there for you. So a lot of people, you know, they just make the changes in their lifestyle, and then it just makes, you know, the spring or the fall a little easier or a lot easier for them, depending on what's going on. So some of the foods you might want to eliminate for allergies, I mentioned, but some on the vegetable list are going to be lima beans and tomato and corn. Some people have allergies to those and can just make them have a really rough time during the allergy season. Rice is a good long item along with poultry and fish, no shellfish. Walnuts and almonds for most people are safe to eat. So if you have, a lot of people are allergic to tree nuts, but I think a majority of them are pecans. So you might want to get tested and then just remove those foods and forget the shots. You know, just forget the shots. All right, so you've got some options there regarding, you know, dealing with allergy season. Now, if you get the poison ivy, oak, and sumac, you definitely want to wash all your clothing, even your shoes, and then apply this product called Skin Poultice. It'll dry up all the oils and pull it back out of the skin and alleviate the continuance of the rash. So it's something the Native American Indians came up with. And it's really great. Has some herbs like plantain and stuff in it that really dry out those oils from those poisonous, toxic plants. And I use that Skin Poultice for that and bee stings, mystery bug bites, venomous bites from snakes and spiders. And it's really a great item to have pull back out all that stuff you don't want in there. And that's like $20. It's a powdered substance, comes in a pouch, and you mix just what you need with some water and apply it topically, and you leave it on about 20 minutes. So it's called Skin Poultice, and the only place you're going to find that is the powerherbs.com website. So check that out. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. They do have some things if you tend to have the sinus. We talked about the Echinacea Deluxe for sinusitis, and they do have the pneumonia kit there that helps clear that up. They do have a immune system balancer, so if you have an overreactive immune system, you can tone it down with that formula as well. So there's options there without having to go through and pick up all those drugs at the drugstore. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. I think, check out, they have an allergy tab, immune boosting allergy tab. You'll find that stuff under there. All right, so we got some more on our allergy list. We're kind of in an elimination plan. We're checking out the foods we might be allergic to, and we're using some herbs that can help us out instead of having to use a lot of toxic chemicals that don't interact well with other prescriptions most people are taking. So I've often asked, you know, a lot about allergies. You know, it didn't seem to me to be allergies didn't seem to be as bad as they are now than they did like 70 or 100 years ago. If you look back in empirical history, you can see allergies have just kind of mushroomed in the last 100 years or so. So I think we got a combination of things that are contributing to this chronic allergy state that we live in now. So I think it has to do with a lot of pharmaceutical products, the vaccines, which, you know, definitely mess with our immune system. And we have several generations of this immune system weakening now that is being changing the DNA and it's being passed on. So a weakness is continuing and is compounded, I think, from generation to generation. So, and if you look at our pets, the same thing happened with the pets. As they increase the vaccine and the pharmaceutical treatments for pets, this is what we're getting. As they put all kinds of nonsense in commercial pet food, they're getting just as sick as we are. So without nutrition, this is what's happening. All right, so 50% less nutrition, we're told, in food since the 1940s. That's got to have a huge impact, and it is. We're actually seeing it. Less nutrition, along with less exercise, more pollution, more vaccines, more antibiotics, right into the bloodstream, disabling and weakening an immune system, I think all contributes to this allergy problem. Medicine, like, will admit that they, you know, they don't really know what they're doing with regards to allergy treatments. But, of course, their treatments are all about, you know, symptom reduction. That's about it. Here's a quote by Dr. Peters. Jorn Peters, he said, it's a bit of a mystery what it is about regarding allergens and the immune system and how allergic diseases take hold in certain individuals. So they admit they're kind of in the dark there. Let me read you some information from the American Journal of Epidemiology, published in 1992. It showed that vaccinated children died at a rate of 8 times greater when vaccinated with a DPT. So the CDC reported that children that are vaccinated with the influenza type B, the HIV, are 5 times more likely to get the disease than children not vaccinated with it. And the New England Journal of Medicine confirmed findings published in 1994 that 80% of the children that got whooping cough were vaccinated with whooping cough. And in 1977, Dr. Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine, confirmed that other scientists were testifying to the fact that the polio vaccine produced 87% of the polio cases in 1970. So there's more. In 1981, 90% of obstetricians and 66% of pediatricians refused to take or have family members take the rubella vaccine, the MMR vaccine. So we rarely hear this in the media or from our medical doctors. But what we do hear is, you know, people have an adverse reactions to vaccines. It's just one in a million, they tell you. It's a necessary risk. Obviously, doctors know something that they're not telling us when they don't want family members, including Dr. Oz, who admitted that his family never gets the flu shot. Right. And what about the military? They vaccinate the, you know what, out of them. Are they all just collateral damage? I'm just asking. I just think you've got this system of steps that have just, I think, undermined the constitution of health And this is why we struggle and have all these problems. So I think if we just do our due diligence and we get rid of the cow's milk, we watch, take a food journal out and keep a food journal, see what you're allergic to. That's going to tell you a lot. And the reason a lot of people are allergic to eggs is because they culture a lot of these vaccine pathogens in eggs, right? There's all kind of nonsense going on where they're now culturing vaccines on tobacco leaves, right? And that got me thinking. That got me thinking about reports where dogs now were turning up being allergic to grass, you know, your regular backyard grass. I mean, they go rubbing the grass, they break out, they have all kind of skin problems. It's crazy. So what are they doing with the vaccines they're giving to pets? What are they culturing those on to make pets like dogs that normally frolic, roll around, scratch themselves in the grass? Now they can't do that. I'm just asking questions. So you have some options out there. You do have a way to, you know, get off that dairy. And once you do, you'll never miss it. And if you go back and taste it, you feel like you're strangling on mucus. You will. And some of the dairy allergies can be very subtle. You don't realize you have it. But most part, people that are allergic to dairy will have skin problems like psoriasis or eczema. They'll have upper respiratory infections like tonsillitis, throat infections, ear infections, that kind of thing, sinus infections. Or they'll have dark circles under their eyes, and when they take a photograph, they look like a raccoon, you know? And so those are all signs that you're allergic to cow's milk, and you'll get rid of all those problems and can walk – you can just walk through the field of spring flowers and not sneeze, I think, when you get off a lot of those foods that are bothering you. I mean, that happened to me. I just didn't know I had an allergy to milk until I went off milk about 25 years ago. And I found it was also the reason that it slowed down my digestive system and I had a sluggish bowel is because all the mucus and the heavy protein from that product made it hard on me. And so once I got off the milk, I noticed I didn't have the allergies I had, the drippy nose, the sinus infections, the throat infections. I didn't have any eczema. I usually have just a little bit of eczema. I didn't have any of that anymore. So it's simple enough to test, and it's simple enough to fix, and you're not going to suffer, and you're not going to miss it, because you're going to have all these other wonderful substitutes now on the market that are just fabulous. I just love coconut and almond milk products. They do have the ice cream now. I think it's Oh So Good Coconut. Have you seen that? They make all kinds of ice cream and parfaits and ice cream sandwiches and ice cream cones. I mean, just everything. You won't miss dairy. Let's just put it that way. And so do yourself a favor. And that way you won't have to go load up on the Claritin and God knows what else you've been doing. ThePowerHerbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Check them out. Give them a call. Ask for a catalog. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Sign up for their newsletters. They're free, too. I got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.